We're delighted to have with us Dr. James Martin, who is the author of a book which has come out at the beginning of October on the meaning of the 21st century, and is also the vision behind Oxford University's new James Martin 21st Century School. I am Ian Golden. I've just begun my job as director of the school. Jim, what is your vision for the 21st century, and could you, in a very short period of time, maybe summarize some of the key messages of your new book?
Okay. If one looks at the centuries past, the 18th century started something very extraordinary. The Industrial Revolution happened, and that began an avalanche of technology, which is getting faster and faster, greater and greater momentum. You might think of it as being like an avalanche going down a mountainside, getting more momentum every year. As we look at many of the basic ideas in science today, which will take a very long time to turn into reality, it's clear that this avalanche is going to go on into the 22nd century, 23rd century, and maybe for many centuries into the future. Now, there comes a certain point in time where the avalanche has such momentum that it becomes dangerous to humanity. And humanity's really got to put controls into place to make life decent with this avalanche. There are many curves which are swinging upwards, a curve in technology, curve in telecommunications bandwidth. The population of the Earth was 2 billion when I was at school, and now it's almost 7 billion. It will go up to 9 billion. Many of those people are going to eventually want to drive cars and to participate in a consumerist society. At the same time, we have extreme differences between the very poor and the very rich on the planet, with those extremes getting worse. And we have the capability to produce weapons of mass destruction. Eventually, we'll mean biological weapons. And the most dangerous sort of biological weapon is one that is genetically modified so that the human immune system cannot recognize it. So there are a lot of dangers and a lot of opportunities for the 21st century. Now, the mission of the school is to identify the biggest problems of this century and to find solutions to them. And that needs a lot of scholarship, a lot of talent, a lot of clever things have to be done to find the best solutions. And while you're looking for the problems, you automatically seem to find opportunities. What are the great opportunities for making civilization better than it has been in the past? And so some of the people in the school are looking at those opportunities and saying very deliberately, life at the end of the 21st century could be much better than life is now. So this is really a make or break century. We could have a century which gets into real trouble, or we could have a century which creates a magnificent civilization. So you might think of the future as either being just great, better than today, or you might think of it as evolving into a new dark age, like the film Children of Men, which I saw the other night. And so which of these is likely to happen is a very complex question. And that's addressed in the book. There are lots of solutions, scenarios, and so on. To a large extent, it's going to be the young people of today who grow up into the generation which causes the transition. So I'd like to refer to them as the transition generation, the T generation. And so getting the 21st century right is an incredibly important subject. And so I think it's an incredibly important thing for a university like Oxford to be doing. No other university has got anything like the 21st Century School, and so I regard this as the most exciting thing that is happening in academia anywhere.